I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. It's time to hit the C-Note. Cowboys News of the Evening segment is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys here in Dallas. Okay, let's cruise through some of these Cowboys stories. Had a mention of this on yesterday's show. Clarence Hill on Twitter says, if you let DeMarvian Overshown tell it, it's all been decided, said Christian Parker told him when he arrived he wants Overshown to be the mic and the voice in the middle of the defense, and Overshown plans to play it and own it. So great communicator, great leader. Is there anything, do you think, that would stand in between him and having success at that spot, Brian?
Injury.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Ding, ding,
yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
Stay healthy.
Yeah.
Please.
Listening to him talk, though, man, he is fired up. Like, he's pumped about the Mike linebacker stuff. He likes being in the center of the action there. It allows him to kind of move freely. He's talked about, hey, I'm going to be playing free for the first time since going back to high school, his first year at Texas. I mean, Overshown was getting me fired up just listening to him. Now, he is a good talker, and that seems to be a theme with some of these guys. But he does seem locked in. He's buying into it. And please, God, he can stay healthy, because he's also talked about the contract. He's like, look, if I go ball out, that will take care of itself. It doesn't matter who his agent is.
Yeah, great fit maybe for his personality, and maybe this scheme is a better fit for him, allowing him to go hunt the ball, make big plays, come downhill, and if all that comes together, I do feel like Overshown has it in him to be one of the top 10 linebackers paid in the game. Like $15 million plus is what I'd be thinking, best case scenario.
Yeah, I think the two guys that could really push this team on each side of the ball, you know, offensively, I think that's Jaden Blue, and defensively, it's Overshown. If Overshown is healthy and back to his 2024 version of himself, that does so much for you.
Okay, you mentioned Jaden Blue.
Wet blanket guy here.
What happened?
I'd still go get Bobby Wagner.
Are you having depth?
Yeah. I would still go get Bobby Wagner to play that Mike linebacker, because yesterday at practice, they were trying to kind of figure all that out. You know, they were figuring out how much do you trust James. Barham could be the guy. But to me, the one thing you need for this defense is you need to get it off to a good start. You know, and listen, we all love Overshown. All love him. But man, Will McClay does a really good job of trying to protect himself. Go get Bobby Wagner. Even if you don't use Bobby Wagner initially, you have him, you know, you want to say you want to go ahead and start Overshown and all that, great. But you have Bobby Wagner there if something were to go wrong. If something, it could be injury, it could be that Overshown's not a really good Mike linebacker.
Sure.
That he's better playing in the weak linebacker. He's better running to the football. He's better playing the D winner spot than he is taking on blocks. You know, if you're going to try and play the run with four eyes and defensive tackles and a Mike linebacker and play coverage with everything else, you're probably going to need better than Overshown playing Mike.
So it's Wagner's ability to fight off those blocks.
It's Bobby Wagner's just badass stoutness.
Yeah.
Listen, it's going to be, you've got two really good defensive tackles, and you've got these guys that are playing like these four eye positions. You're going to try and control the run with that group. I don't know if you can control the run with Overshown being your Mike linebacker.
You might be right. I am curious to see it. I want to give him the opportunity to do it.
Oh, no, I'm
but maybe
with
they
you.
Feel like they've got Wagner in their back. I mean, I don't know what the market is for him. You're going to kick yourself if somebody does sign him, and now you're like, damn it, we waited.
I just feel like, to me, that if it's not Overshown, who is the other guy? Is it James? We saw James make a bunch of tackles.
I don't love James at that spot.
Okay.
I do think Barham is like big, physical, violent guy, but He's
a rookie,
and he's kind of a tweener. Is he an edge player? Is he a linebacker? Obviously,
I think that's why he was picked when he was picked, because nobody figured out what he really is.
Mm-hmm.
Is he an edge rusher? Is he a linebacker? I think that's why, and you have to have a plan for him.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Cowboys have a plan, but to me, I am not putting all my eggs in one basket on Overshown.
And I'm D. Winters is going to be a weak side guy as well.
D. Winters is perfect to play the weak side linebacker. He's okay. Perfect the way he moves.
Didn't they say earlier in the offseason that the two inside linebackers are kind of interchangeable?
I don't mean to say I don't know because I.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Maybe they did and I just didn't hear that. I just know one thing, that we're kind of learning a lot about the Mike linebacker, that the Mike linebacker doesn't have to play in coverage.
That was a big takeaway from Ross.
Yeah, and see, and that's the one thing, man, with Overshown, you really don't have to, but if he could play, it is going to be about being physical because they are going to. They're going to have to play the run with their inside guys. And that means the one thing D. Winters can do is he can run, and he could get to the ball, and so could Overshown. But you worry about, though, if guys get up on him. The one thing that Bobby Wagner, and he's proven that for 15 years, whatever. Maybe it's not that long. But he's proven that he could take on blocks and play at a very, very high level when it comes to defending the run. And I think it's a better, like I say, if you don't want to start him, that's one thing. But he could be, in case of emergency, break glass guy and go that route.
Okay, so this is just my X's and O's, you know, naivete wondering. You have a role for Wagner even if he can't get outside and chase the running back down, because he's gone.
The problem that with Wagner is he's probably not going to play special teams for you and stuff like that. But what he is he's a damn good option if all of a sudden in week three, Baltimore starts running the ball down your throat.
All right, Chief, I did want to get this in because you mentioned Jaden Blue, and we got Overshown in the first half of this segment, some Jaden Blue on the back half, because Joseph Hoyt Morning News has a story up about the second-year Longhorn, and the buzz has been he's more dialed. Ross Winchie saying that with Brian and Vach last week, their national scout. And then there's been additional insider reporting on the building around the buzz. So Hoyt did a story on this. Blue saying yesterday, I think I'm dialed in, way different from where I was last year at this point. Shoddy's quote in the story, the intelligence is off the charts. Mm. I mean, the guy is football brilliant. Mm. He really is. Okay. Shoddy, I was very honest with him, my opinion on why he wasn't active. So we had some really great conversations. He took that. He ingested it. Took it in. And he's come back with a great look on his face and a great work ethic. If this is not cheerleading, if this is the real deal, then I'm okay with them not going out and getting another running back.
Yeah, I just went through and DallasCowboys.com posted, you know, the video of all the interviews yesterday. So after the show, I went back and watched it. Overshown stood out, and I thought Blues, it seems genuine. Just kind of listening to him, you can kind of see a little bit of that hunger in his eyes. Like he does seem like he is locked in.
Nice.
And so, hey, this is Kool-Aid season. This is hopium season. He needs to prove it on the football field. But I'm buying stock. I would be buying stock into Jaden Blue right now if I were a Cowboy fan.
Blue said he needed to mature, reads the story, said he took a full look in the mirror, said he takes full accountability. Quote, really, I was just grinding, making sure I'm in the playbook, staying in contact with Dak, my position coach Derek Foster, Coach Shoddy all offseason. I think those things, it's going really well for me right now. When he was talking about what he did through the winter and going into the summer, I was just grinding. Dak says he's growing, his ears are open, he's listening, and if you get the ball in his hands with his speed, with his ability to make people miss, it can be fun. We just have to find ways to do that. And Shoddy wraps up where we are now, saying he's going to be a huge part of what we want to do, but he's got to continue doing his part, which he's doing right now. And I think that's an important clarification. Like, at what point will you think that was just rookie year immaturity and now we got this Jaden Blue? I think maybe by midseason. Hopefully by midseason we're saying haven't had a single issue with Jaden Blue, and maybe he's at, you know, 500 or 600 yards with a half dozen touchdowns, and that would be massive. Oof. For this offense.
That would be huge. And as we're in the C-Note Cowboys news of the evening, step aside Dak Prescott. There is a new highest-paid quarterback in the National Football League in terms of just APY, as Patrick Mahomes has just become the first $500 million player in the National Football League. He has agreed to a new contract extension that is going to pay him $504.75 million over the next 8 seasons. According to Schefter, that adds 2 years to the 6 years remaining on his contract and pushes his average salary now north of the $60 million per year range. So congratulations to White House, Texas's own.
Took 3 years to get there, huh?
It did.
Yeah.
Man, he likes doing those long deals, doesn't he?
I mean, he's locked in. He's not going to go anywhere else. And maybe that does ultimately help the team.
Yeah. Oh, yes, it does. The original one that he did was so long that it was just a matter of time before they ripped that thing up and created a new extension. But by the time you get 3 or 4 years into that, I'm sure it's going to be under market value.
I'd say a little bit about what Andy Reid's at right now, too. If he's signing maybe long term, he's thinking Andy's got him. Give him some assurance he's going to keep coaching.
Was he behind home plate last night? Andy Reid was behind home plate last night at the Rangers game.
He left about the seventh inning.
That must be cool, man. Okay, we got to run. When we come back, it's time for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Greystone Roofing. Where are you taking it?
Yeah, there's a ranking I want to go through with my guys, and I need you to put these guys in order. We'll do that next.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.